Well, first off, let's tell folks who Senator Holly Rader is.
I am the incoming senator from Scott County. So the counties that I have are Scott, Cape Girardeau, Perry, Madison, Wayne, and Bollinger. So I have six counties, and I have been a state rep for Scott and Mississippi counties for the last 8 years, and now I'm serving as the senator of the 27th.
What are some of your issues or the priorities you have going into this legislative session?
There are some issues that I've not gotten completely across the line in the House, and that's things mostly related to the opioid epidemic, which is near and dear to my heart. The first and foremost being a statewide prescription drug monitoring program. We do have close to 90% of the state's population covered now because so many of the counties have adopted it, but we do have some of our less populated counties across the northern, very northern counties of Missouri, and then some through out that don't have that passed yet. And so what that means is if you're going to a doctor in a neighboring county and that county doesn't have the PDMP, then that physician won't be able to look up and see what medications you're on. So they may very well write you a prescription for something that could counteract with something you're already on. There's just a lot of health risk to not having this wonderful technology. And it also really has proven to help curb addiction and those becoming addicted to those narcotics that are in the highly addictive class. So certainly want to get that across the line as a statewide program. And then just a few other things, background checks for blended classrooms. That's a bill that we started working on 2 years ago. It was brought to me from a constituent, a teacher in the technical classes there in Saxton, and he told me that he had some adults, you know, that come in during regular school hours and are taking some of those technical classes, which is wonderful. We absolutely want to utilize our technical programs and get people certified, and I am so for that, technical colleges. However, I think if we're going to have an adult sitting next to a 16-year-old during normal school hours on school property, we definitely need to do background checks of those. And you know what? If somebody, and I'm not saying, hey, if they've been in trouble in their life, they don't get to take classes, but I'm saying they don't need to sit next to a student. They can take them in the after hours programs and those type of things. You know, we certainly wouldn't want a pedophile in one of our classrooms during the day. And that's the way that the law is written right now. That is very possible. So we have a few things to finish, but mainly I want to spend this session really getting to know the Senate and understanding the rules and understanding the process over here is quite different from the House. And I definitely want to learn my way so that I can be the most effective. Constituent services is my priority always, and taking care of my people. The best way to do that is to absolutely know front and back what I'm doing up here. So that's what we've gotten started on this week.
I know you were one of the people involved as the COVID-19 vaccine is continuing to be used here in Missouri. The meetings have already started for the new senator.
Yes, absolutely. And this is something that I've been working and bugging the Department of Health and Senior Services for several months now about this. And I really appreciate the work that they've done and the work the governor's office has done heading this up. It's certainly not been a small task. And I today met with the department in the governor's office just to find out, because Southeast Missouri has been very slow in getting our vaccines rolled out. We realize everybody across the state feels that way. So we wanted to meet with them and have some, you know, very pointed questions and try to find out what the process is, what could be some of our holdups and roadblocks, what is to come in the coming weeks. And one of the things that really struck me was that Missouri gets 73,000 vaccines a week. And the reason is because we're 2% of the U.S. population. And so the vaccines are rationed across the U.S. Well, that makes perfect sense, right? So we're 2% of the U.S. population, so we get 2% of the supply. So until that supply goes up, our number is 73,000 a week. And in this first group, this group 1A, which is being vaccinated right now, it's your most vulnerable population. It's your healthcare workers, your nursing home people in nursing homes and their staff. We're still about 3 weeks out across the state from having all of 1A vaccinated. There were also some refrigeration requirements that kept the Boot Hill from getting deliveries, say, straight to Sykeston. And the reason is because with that first vaccine, Pfizer, they had to have certain refrigeration requirements. And the folks that in Cape were the furthest south that had applied for that and had those actual requirements. And so that was something that I knew I had found out a little bit about a couple weeks ago, but definitely didn't know about just the 73,000. And so now that we have Moderna coming out, we are going to get some of those shipments south of Cape, absolutely. And the governor's office said absolutely. So in about 3 weeks, we'll have the 1B population to start vaccinating. And that population alone is about 3 million people. So it's a really large group. And you have your population of 65 and up, your population with health risk, and then you have your essential workers. And so there will be a stair-step blueprint that is sent out across the state from the department that gives the blueprint of how to get them vaccinated. And so you definitely want to get to the most vulnerable in that group first. That's how it's going to work. That won't be a small thing to accomplish, clearly, but it's going to be very important that we do get elderly and those of high risk taken care of first. One of the things that the department has done is they've also partnered with Walgreens, CVS, and some of these pharmacies to go ahead and get our nursing homes vaccinated faster than what has been happening. And so that is just starting up. And for those nursing homes, that should be getting contacted and getting those schedules set for their clients that are there in their home. So hopefully things will get to moving faster, but certainly we are hoping for a larger supply chain to be coming down the pipe soon so that Missouri can start getting more vaccines per week from the feds.